Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana. And the moment you've all been waiting for. We have the lines loaded right now. We're going to pick it up here with Ann Nordhaus, Bike celebrity astrologer. Hi, Ann.
Hello. Delighted to be here again.
Yeah, thanks for coming back. We had such a huge response last time. And I just want to say, people can get a hold of Ann. We're not just exclusive to the show, although she is my celebrity astrologer. How could people find you when you're not on the show?
Best place is my website, www.anbcommunications.com. A-N-B for Ann Nordhaus Bike.
Excellent. Okay, let's get to it because we have tons of callers. Let's start with Cheryl. Hey, Cheryl, thanks for holding so long.
That's my pleasure.
Hey, Cheryl, what sign are you?
Gemini.
Gemini. Okay, so what's going on in your life right now?
I think right now I need direction.
Okay.
We just suffered a little.
I'm sorry.
That's
okay. Take your time.
And after years of caretaking, it's like I don't know where to go now.
Take a deep breath. We're going to help you out. You know, Ann's going to be able to give you some guidance here. And just take a deep breath. Relax a little bit.
Thank you.
And just sit back and listen. Ann's going to give you some news for you.
So sorry to hear about your loss. It's a tough time for a lot of people. This has been a very difficult year for so many people, especially emotionally. There's some information on my website I'll tell you about in a minute that you might want to check out that might help you through some of this.
Thank you.
Something else that's going on, you said you're a Gemini. And so the planet Neptune is sitting in a tough angle with you, and Neptune is the dissolver. It just washes away all the things that need to go from our life. And what's in there, too, is something called and it's an asteroid called Chiron. It's about healing. And they're in tough angles to your sun. So what that's saying is you need to pay attention to what's going on with these issues in your life. You've just been through a major medical thing with taking care of somebody. So you've witnessed wounding and health issues firsthand. Now it's time to take care of you. And take a look at what's going on in your life and what can you do to feel better. And so just accept that this is part of what's going on in your life right now. But, you know, the sun is going to shine again. You will start to feel better. But the most important thing right now, we've got Jupiter in Cancer. Jupiter is expanding everything that has to do with Cancer, which is about nurturing, mothering, taking care of yourself. So that's what you need to do right now. What do you need to take care of you?
Yeah, Cheryl, and just be present and try to, you know, things happen in life. And if you could just try to stay present and focus on the fact that you're doing okay and every day, moment by moment, just take that little chunk of time and stay present. That is the most important thing, Cheryl.
But it seems like I should have a goal right now, and I don't have that.
Well, here's the thing, though. You don't have to force it either. It'll come to you. You know, and it comes to you by not thinking about it. Do something fun for yourself. Get out there and do something. It's the holiday season. Go watch some great movies. Like, you know, when you start to tap into your own, you know, what the things that make you happy, you'll see how every happiness will be drawn to you.
Great.
All right, Cheryl, good luck with everything. We're sorry for your loss. So just keep your chin up, okay?
Will do. Thank you for your help.
All right, let's get with Karen from Des Plaines. Hey, Karen, thanks for calling the show. You're on with Frank and Ann.
Yes, how are you today?
I'm great. What's your sign, Karen?
Cancer.
Cancer, okay. So what's going on in your life?
Okay, we'll be looking for a new place to live, a new condo. I'm also going to be looking for a job.
A job, okay. And what could she look forward to?
Oh, well, Cancer is one of the four signs that's really undergoing lots and lots of change. You've got Jupiter in your sign, which is wonderful, except that Jupiter's retrograde. So it's kind of feeling like maybe things are like sleeping a little bit or you can't quite get things moving forward. But you will be able to do so a little bit more in the spring when Jupiter starts to move forward, and you'll have it in your sign until July. So this is a fantastic thing. It's like a big good luck charm for you. So some good energies, but same thing that we were talking to Cheryl about. When you have Jupiter anywhere, it's saying expand, expand. And in Cancer, it's like expand, taking care of yourself. So if you're feeling good, which it sounds like you are, how can you help share your beautiful, nurturing energy maybe with others, especially this time of year?
Oh, see, that sounds good.
Yeah.
That's some good news there, Karen.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. We have a bunch of callers we got to get to. Let's go with V from Chicago. Hey, V.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for calling the show. You're on with Frank Fontana and Ann Nordhaus. Spike, what's your sign?
Pisces.
Pisces. Okay, what's going on in your life quick here?
Well, I'll be also making a move out of state, and I'll be closing on my house soon.
Good luck with that.
Well, it's been very, very depressing and hard for me. I lived in this house for 58 years.
Wow. A lot of history there, a lot of memories.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Well, you know, change is not a bad thing, V. And what could she look forward to in her stars, Anne?
The planet Mars has been sitting right opposite your sun. It's been sitting in Virgo, so it's forcing you to put all your energy and all your aggressive, assertive powers into detail. So I bet you've had to deal with a lot of, like, cleaning.
Paperwork.
Yes.
Yes.
Contracts.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. That's going to start to lift because...
Well, that's a good thing.
Mars is going to move. That's what I was telling Ken about. Mars is going to move this afternoon, Chicago time, 2:45, approximately.
Big move.
And it's going to go into Libra. And so what it's going to do is put energy around instead of details, relationships, and fun and pleasure. And maybe you're going to be decorating in that house. Fantastic time to be looking at that.
Well, it's not a house. I'll be going. I'm a senior.
Okay, so, hey, any space is decoratable. I mean, you don't have to necessarily live in a house.
No,
you could have...
I know, but it's very, very difficult for me emotionally.
Yeah.
And I'm, you know, it's just a turmoil in my life right now.
Pisces, the great thing to do now is if you need assistance from somebody to deal with these things, it's a good time for you to do it because there's a healing thing going on with you right now.
And V, keep this in mind.
Like what, Anne? A healing of what?
Oh,
my
that's
body
what
or mind or what?
All levels. But let it be driven by your spirituality because you're a Pisces. And that's what you were saying, Frank.
That's what I was about to say is V, although you're leaving that space, keep it in your heart, keep it in your mind, keep it in your soul. And material things and material surroundings are just that. They're material.
Oh, I know. I've let go of that.
Good,
but now
good.
My emotions, this is a new chapter in my life, and I'm facing it alone.
Well, you know what? You're strong enough. Believe in yourself. You could do this, okay? Just keep your chin up and forge forward.
My age is against me.
Age is nothing. Your spirit is everything. Come on. I'm going to call up the troops, B. We're going to send them out there and get you going.
Oh, I need a lot of troops.
All right. Well, I'm sending them out your way. We have a blessed holiday, and like I said, keep your spirits high, keep your memories in your head, and let everything else go. It will work out. I promise you. It always
and
does.
You think I can do it?
Oh, yes. You have the wisdom of age and experience. That's
right.
A plus, not a minus. That's a plus.
All right, B, we got to take another call here quick. Thanks for calling in. Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Happy, happy.
All right, I think we got to take one more before a break. Can we get that in, Kev? All right, so we got Lisa from Rolling Meadows. Hey, Lisa, thanks for calling the show.
Good morning. Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity.
I am a Leo. A
Leo.
Okay. Ooh, that's my sun sign.
Oh, yes. More fire. More fire. What's going on with you?
A lot of work turmoil lately. I've had a stressful year on a lot of levels. New home, moving, and work has really been extremely stressful lately. And it seems there's a lot of conflict with supervisors and things at work, and that's where the negative energy and time has been spent a lot lately.
Yeah, sorry to hear that. In terms of relationships, what we were saying a little bit earlier about Mars moving into Libra this afternoon, there's been a lot of energy when Mars is in Virgo, which it is right now until this afternoon. What it does is ratchet up all the energy of how we criticize ourselves, picking at details and being tough on ourselves and other people. So with this shift into Libra, now what we're going to see is all this Mars energy about relationships and pleasure and peace and justice and kindness. It's a great time to actually to work on relationships. So if you know that, you could start to image in your mind beautiful, wonderful things happening with your coworkers. If you could carry that energy of peace within you.
At least, keep in mind, a lot of times when you are dealing with this kind of negative energy, you got to look in the mirror sometimes and say, am I projecting anything of that to get that in return? Because sometimes we don't realize that when we're thinking negative thoughts and constantly projecting the negative outcomes, like saying, I don't want this to happen all the time, means what you're doing is actually putting out what you do want to happen. Does that make sense
to
you? So, so if you could shift your mental, approach to the relationships and the situations, don't take things so personal. It's work. You know, what really matters is your family, your life, and your health. You know, right. So take a deep breath, set back, look at your own approach to what's happening in the situation, and listen to the stars, because Anne's absolutely right. Lisa, thanks for calling. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
We have time for one more? All right, we got to take a quick break. Fred, we are going to get to you from Arlington Heights, and we have a bunch more callers on hold. We're going to take a break, and if you want to try to get in with Ann and myself, 312-981-7200 is the number. Stick around for more with the Frank Fontana Show. Welcome back to the show. I'm Frank Fontana, and sitting in studio is my celebrity astrologer, Ann Nordau Spike. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
The calls are pouring in. We're trying to help some people here. You know, this show is not just about home improvement, the home. It's about everything home. It's about the lives and the families that exist inside the homes and what's happening to them. And that's why this makes sense for us. And I think what I'm about to say is an official thing for me, that I want to make Anne a part of the show, and I want to continue to help people in this matter. We'll spend some good time talking about home improvement renovation, but we're going to spend some time helping people from a deeper level. I think this is really important, and you could tell by the amount of callers we get that this is absolutely worth it. And so, real quick, there's an article on your site, right?
Yep, absolutely. Website, www.anbcommunications.com, or if you just want to do a Google search and put in my name, Ann Nordau Spike, you'll find me. There's only one.
Okay.
But basically, we've got a lot of information on the site, a lot of resources for folks. So I would recommend, first of all, when you get to the site, top of every single page, there's four categories: writing, astrology, art, videos. Go to the writing section. Underneath that, you're going to see newsletter. Click that page, scroll down to the bottom, and look at the archives, holiday issue 2011. It's closing out the calendar year. If the holidays are supposed to be so happy, why do I feel so terrible? There is a whole explanation there of what goes on in the holidays, why so many people suffer and struggle. Mm. Read that if you're feeling at all low. Any listener here.
Thus, the amount of calls we have coming in is amazing. And let's get to Fred. He's been holding for a long time. Fred, thanks for holding so long. How are you?
I'm okay. One thing I just noticed, that I'm the first male to call.
You are. What's your sign, Fred?
Okay. Well, I'm an Aries, and what I'm looking for is someone to be with. I've been looking for, since my divorce about 20 years ago, and I'm at the age now where it's not, you know, sex is not the most important thing, but it's somebody to cuddle up with at night, someone to have coffee with in the morning, someone to be with and talk about stuff, and I can't find anybody.
Well, Fred, so you're an Aries, and how tall are you? What color hair do you have? Do you like long walks on the beach?
No, I don't like any of that stuff. I'm more of an, well, I do like, I went skydiving for the first time last year, but
totally,
you know,
Aries,
I do like that kind
fabulous, of, daredevil.
So Ann, what sign could match up with Fred? What should he look for when he is looking for a mate here?
Not necessarily a sign. Look for the person, because in basically any two signs can work well together. It depends on the people. And with goodwill, you can overcome any major differences. And a lot of times they say certain signs don't work together, but that brings the spice of life. So look for what gets that spark for you, what touches your soul. But I've got some good news for you. Remember, we were talking about Mars earlier in the broadcast. Mars is your planet for Aries. And Mars is going to move into Libra this afternoon. So you're going to
praise the Lord.
And it's going to be in there for, oh my goodness, usually Mars is only someplace for a couple months. It's going to be there for 8 months this next
year. So is
that
a good thing? Because I'm an Aries too. I need to listen to this.
Yes, you do. Yes,
you
do.
All right, good. Well, this is about Fred. So what does this mean for potential mate for him? Does this mean that he'd be moving into a more better emotional position for this? I mean, because he's got to be open to it.
Right. So if you're open, Mars moving into Libra, what that does for you, Fred, that brings you into the sign of Libra, which is partnership and marriage. It's the sign opposite yours. It's not necessarily a place where Mars feels comfortable. Mars has to get off the battlefield, take off the dirty clothes, put down the shield and the sword, clean up, and go find a lady or who, you know, whatever you like. But
so take a shower, Fred, what she's saying.
And basically, when Mars is in Libra, Mars is going over to Libra's house. Libra, Venus is about pleasure and beautiful surroundings, elegance. So you want to get into this kind of romance mood, flowers. It's going to be all about relationships. Your timing couldn't be more perfect to call in today.
See,
8 months, you're going to get this great gift.
The next 8 months, I should meet and get to know as many women as I can.
Yes.
You know what, Fred? I guarantee you today is your day. You're going to, with this new message, you're going to walk out and you're going to go shopping, or you're going to go somewhere and you're going to bump into a lady.
And I'm going to a big pizza party for a group.
Boom.
There's going to be a lot of people there I don't know. So you're suggesting maybe I should mingle more than...
I'm saying you should put yourself out there. I'm saying let go of your inhibitions, take a deep breath, and be the friend that you know you could be, and let the ladies come to you. You know what I mean?
I'll wear the red sweater.
Boom. With the reindeer on the front. That would
no,
be the...
there's no reindeer. No
reindeer. All right. No, more importantly, just smile a lot. You'd be surprised what smiling does. It draws people to you. You know? So just go out there and get them, Fred. And call us back. We want to know how the party went.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Have a good one.
You too, sir. Thanks.
Paula from Evanston. You're on with Frank and Ann. How are you?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, Paula.
I'm glad to talk to you. I was born on December 22nd.
December 22nd. So what does that make her?
Yeah.
We don't necessarily know.
Oh.
Capricorn, right?
You are one of the folks that I call someone on the edge.
The enigma.
Yeah, you're born on the edge of a sign. So do you know the time you were born?
In the afternoon, maybe 4 o'clock-ish.
What I would recommend is, have you ever tested your birth information? Have you ever looked at your chart to know what your sign is for sure?
Well, no. I'm just always thought Capricorn.
Probably it is Capricorn, but if you want to test it and make sure, you can do it for free on my website, www.anbcommunications.com. Click the astrology thing. It couldn't be more easy. It says astrology, get your free birth chart. It's a little calculator on the site. Enter in your birth date, time, and place. Instantly, a chart will come up for you, and you'll look for the sun. There's complete instructions there. You don't have to know any astrology to do this.
Let's go to the assumption that she's a Capricorn. Give her a quick reading.
If she's a Capricorn, I would imagine you're going through lots of change and a little bit of stress.
Boy, are you on target.
That's why she's here.
You've got Pluto in your sign, and it's part of this big drama that's been going on since 2012, and it's going to carry on until 2015. That's why we're all under so much stress. We're being forced to evolve. With Pluto in your sign, Pluto is the take-no-prisoners planet.
You must
surrender to your higher self and let go of everything that is not of your soul and the deepest, highest part of you. Does that sound about right?
That sounds very good. I like when you said forced upon me.
That's about it, yeah.
Yeah.
But you're strong. If you're a Capricorn, you know how to be methodical and disciplined, and you can do the work.
That's right. Yeah. Paula, good luck with all that.
Can I just tell you, oddly enough, the four of us in our family, my mother's passed, but she was born a week before me, and my brother and my son are January 8th and 9th. So we're all Capricorns, and my mother is just before Capricorn. So we were a very close-knit family, and we always shared, you know, very, very happy to have a birthday so close together.
Yeah, and you share a lot of energy if you're all Capricorns, too. You understand each other.
I just hope you don't get skimped on the whole party thing. I hope they don't kind of bundle them up into one big party. I hated that. Paula, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Good luck.
All right, Judy in Vernon Hills, what's up?
Yeah. Hi. I'm Cancer, and we're thinking about relocating in the spring. That would require my husband retiring and selling a house, buying a house, looking for jobs, and we're new grandparents.
Congratulations.
We want to live closer to them, watch them grow. So I'm wondering, hopefully this will all happen in the spring, and we're wondering how the transition is going to be. We're kind of nervous leaving the area we've born and raised and never moved before.
Oh, my goodness. Are you moving, like, to a different state?
No, just central Illinois. It's not that far, but it's still
far enough.
New.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's tough for Cancer because of the change. You know, you like the stability and the safety and comfort of home. But I will
say your
timing is spot on. Jupiter is in your sign, and it's retrograde right now, but it's going to move forward the first week of March. So if that timing works with you, you might start to feel like this is a great time to be thinking, strategizing, getting stuff ready. And then after that first week of March, you'll start to feel some movement again.
And believe that because, you know, when you put that in your mind and you take a deep breath and realize, all right, you know what? The universe is telling me a bigger picture. I'm doing the right thing here. You know, and you can never be doing the wrong thing when you're moving closer to your family to help them out and see your grandkids grow.
Yes.
So
that's what we're hoping.
And you know what? You don't have to hope. You're doing absolutely the right thing, Judy. But you know, as a grandparent, and I'm dealing with this with my grandparents. Don't lose yourself. You know, still do you and your husband's thing, and at the same time enjoy your grandkids. Because if you guys aren't healthy, and if it's all about the grandkids, then you will lose you, and you don't want to do that.
That's true. Very true.
But don't tell them I said that because they'll get mad at me.
I won't.
All right. Thank you so much.
Judy, you You're got welcome. It. Thanks for calling. All right, let's get to Monica here from Michigan. Hey, Monica.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your sign?
Aquarius.
Aquarius. We haven't had an Aquarius today.
You're the first one.
No,
I think.
You didn't have one.
What's going on in your life right now?
Oh, work issues, financial issues have been dragging on. I'd like to know some good news.
What has she got here?
Oh, some good news. Yeah, there's a lot going. There's a lot going on for you with this Neptune energy going on through Pisces. You may be feeling some dissolving or some changing, or like, wow, what's happening to my income? You know, things like that. And it's tough for Aquarius because it's a fixed sign. It wants to fix things and it wants to be methodical and get out there and control stuff. And part of it is remembering about, you know, surrender again. You know, but you're the genius sign. You're ruled by the planet Uranus, and so that's about sudden flashes of insight. One thing I will say to you, something cool, your planet Uranus, it's been moving backwards. So if you're feeling like you can't get traction, it's going to start to move yes. forward on December 17th, and it's the same day as a full moon. High, high energy day for you and for all of us. Pay attention to December 17th and the days around it and see if you start seeing some breakthroughs.
That's great. That's good news for you, Monica.
Great. Yes, it is.
Good. So keep that positive thought in your head, all right? And see the clarity happening. And I promise you, if you keep seeing that, it's going to happen for you.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
You got it. Happy holidays to you. We do have to take a break. Unfortunately, we do have some callers holding.
Callers holding.
Yeah. And so we thank you all for participating. And that was awesome. We really helped a lot of people today, I feel like.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right. Again, what's your website before we break?
www.anbcommunications.com. Filled with resources.
And we'll see. I think Ann might be coming back next week. So for those who we didn't get to, hang tight. And we'll promise you next week we'll get to you. Right now, it's time for a quick break.